Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted, and we are indeed live at National Sawdust in Brooklyn. Got a great audience came out, so we're very happy about it. And tonight is the first in a new quarterly broadcast series called Late Night at National Sawdust. This is a collaboration between Access Contemporary Music and OpenG Records. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the program. But this is a really exciting night, very meaningful night for those of us on the Relevant Tones team as well, because it was January of 2012 that we first went on the air. So tonight we're celebrating 5 years of making contemporary classical music radio. Yeah, we're excited about that too. Thank you. Happy birthday. All right, I like to hear that. Thank you very much. It's been a great 5 years. I mean, we've traveled all over the world. We've interviewed composers in a lot of different countries, from Korea to Poland to Mexico, China. I mean, just all over the place. We've met so many people, heard so many different perspectives, heard their music. It's really been a great time for the program. We syndicated a couple of years ago. We're now heard nationwide in about 55 cities, give or take, around the country. We're also heard in New Zealand, the Philippines, and a part of Canada. So it's just been a really exciting 5 years, and I want to thank our producers, Jesse McCorders and Sarah Zwinklis, who are also here tonight producing the program. When we were first crafting the language for Relevant Tones, we knew we wanted it to be a contemporary classical music show. We were looking around at the classical music radio landscape and thinking, what's missing? Contemporary, that's missing. But we wanted more. We wanted to have a mission for the show as well. So we were thinking, you know, what really can we say about the show? And what we started saying was that Relevant Tones is about the most fascinating time in classical music history, which is right now. We wanted to have a kind of provocative tagline like that, where somebody would say, well, what do you mean? Why right now? We have this incredible music from the past. And that's undoubtedly true. As a composer, it's even intimidatingly true oftentimes when you look at the great masterpieces from the past. And yet, it's in the modern part of the classical music spectrum that we have men and women composing from nearly every country of the world. And classical music has never been as diverse or as global as it is now. And this is really what Relevant Tones celebrates. We think it's really important. It's something that's important to OpenG Records, certainly important to Late Night at National Sawdust, to this series. And you're going to definitely hear that philosophy on the program tonight. The first piece is called Squaring the Circle. It's by composer J. Mark Scarce. And we're going to hear clarinet and scordatura cello. What scordatura cello is, a detuned cello. So this is not tuned to what we normally use in the Western Hemisphere, which is the equal temperament tuning system. It's a different tuning. It's going to sound a little out of tune, maybe a little Asian or Middle Eastern. And in fact, it's based on ancient Iraqi modes, and it is a Middle Eastern prayer for peace. We thought it was a wonderful way to open the program tonight. Here to perform Squaring the Circle are Christopher Grimes on clarinet and James Kim cello. This is music of J. Mark Scarce. piece called Squaring the Circle, a Middle Eastern prayer for peace based on ancient Iraqi modes. That is by the composer J. Mark Scarce. And we heard Christopher Grimes, clarinet, and James Kim, cello performing. Christopher Grimes was performing on that piece, but he's also the founder of Open G Records, and he is my partner and co-conspirator in these late night National Sawdust broadcasts. Chris, thanks so much. That was a great performance.
Thank you. I really love playing that piece. It lets me open up sort of into a really nice sort of way to start a show, and thanks for letting me program it.
Chris, tell me a little bit about Open G Records. What is the philosophy behind Open G?
Well, I moved to New York in 2011 after having been a professor at a school called East Carolina University in North Carolina for 10 years. I moved up here permanently in, as I say, 2011, and I made a recording, and I was lucky enough to get hooked up for that recording with a Grammy-winning engineer named Adam Abeshouse, who is just a real genius. And at the end of that process, we were actually burning the master CD, and I said, okay, so what now? I made this thing, but where does it go? And at that point, it was 2012, and Adam wheeled in his chair. I'll remember it like it was yesterday, and he said, do it yourself. It's 2012. And my favorite band is Radiohead. One of my favorite singers of all time is Ani DiFranco, and they both went off on their own and created their own labels when it was hard to do so. And here I am in 2012 when I can record something and have it on the internet on the next day. And I have great musicians who are my friends that I can have something that's not a vanity label, that is actually a house band where we record the same things together, where we partner with composers, where we make the best recordings of old and new classical music.
And the wonderful musicians that were here tonight were hired by Open G Records as well. So these are the kinds of people that you'll hear on Open G Recordings. The next piece is Agnieszka Stulginska. This is a piece called Touching the Fog for a string quartet. And Agnieszka is a composer in Warsaw. We actually met her through Relevant Tones. We were there. We were in Wrocław a couple of years ago for the World Music Days Festival. And we were in the mind of ACM at that moment, Access Contemporary Music. And I wanted to work with a Polish composer, and they sent me a list of people. And I listened to Agnieszka's music, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And we commissioned a piece from her, and I've stayed friends with her. And then we were back in Warsaw for Relevant Tones just a couple of months ago, and she was kind enough to take us all around the city, show us the Chopin monuments and all the wonderful things that there are in Warsaw. So the piece is called Touching the Fog. It is a standalone movement from a string quartet, a four-movement string quartet. And she says that she was writing this while she was studying. And on the day that she was working on this piece, this incredible fog just came out outside. And this is what moved her to write the piece. I think it captures that atmosphere wonderfully. It is for a string quartet and electronics. And let's hear it. This is Touching the Fog by Agnieszka Stulginska. Thank you. She's a Polish composer, Agnieszka Stulginska. The piece is called Touching the Fog. I think she captured that perfectly. It's a great piece, a great performance too, by Adelia Natajieva, violin, Suleiman Tekali, violin, Matthew Cohen, viola, and James Kim, cello. We're going to push right on now and go to a piece called Sleep Now, Oh Sleep Now, by Alan Tyson. And this is a real treat, I think, for our listeners and for those of us here at National Sawdust tonight, because this is a world premiere. This is the first time that most people are hearing this piece. It's written for clarinet and piano. It was, in fact, written for Chris Grimes, who we'll be hearing performing. And the piece was inspired by a poem by James Joyce about, not surprisingly, sleep. So there is this idea at the very end where the piece is actually performed asynchronously, meaning that the performers are playing at the same time, but they're not together. And the idea is that you're drifting off to sleep. It's kind of those the random thoughts that are happening in your consciousness as you're drifting off to sleep. So this is a world premiere again, a piece that has never been performed before. And that's a real thing that OpenG Records is interested in presenting music by composers like Alan, things that have never been heard before. Same thing, of course, with Relevant Tones. We've been able to do a lot of things like this in the past before as well. World premiere performances by composers who are, that are maybe not household names exactly yet. And that's a big part of Late Night at National Sawdust. This will be a quarterly series, so our next one will be April 21st. Here now to perform Sleep Now, Oh Sleep Now by Alan Tyson are Christopher Grimes, clarinet, and Molly Morkowski, piano. Thank you. It's a world premiere. First time that piece has been performed publicly. It's called Sleep Now, Oh Sleep Now, inspired by a poem by James Joyce. And it's by Alan Tyson, who is here, so I'm going to recognize him. Alan, stand up, please. Congratulations. It was a wonderful performance by Christopher Grimes, clarinet, for whom it was written, and Molly Murkowski, piano. We're going to feature Molly Murkowski on the next piece. You're tuned to a special broadcast of Relevant Tones, coming to you live from National Sawdust in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, via the WFMT radio network based in Chicago and streaming worldwide on WFMT.com. I've heard several pieces featuring composers on OpenG Records. In just a moment, we're going to hear music from composers Eric Nathan and Deirdre McKay. To subscribe to our podcast or for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, or if you'd like to find a playlist of everything that we featured on the program tonight, you can visit relevanttones.com. Next piece is called 3x3, and it is by composer Eric Nathan. It is a set of miniatures for solo piano. We're going to hear it performed by Molly Murkowski. Thank you. Well, now we're limbered up. Now we're having fun. That was 3x3 by Eric Nathan. We heard Molly Markowski performing a set of miniatures for solo piano. We are into the second half now of our first late night at National Sawdust. I always feel like the second half of a radio broadcast is a lot like the second set at a jazz show. This is where things loosen up and we have a good time. Again, this is the first broadcast in this new series called Late Night at National Sawdust. And there are, oh, thank you. Thank you. That's right. We are live after all. We have a great audience here at National Sawdust in Brooklyn. This is an artist-led venue that is interested in curating performances, but also in giving artists a lot of chances to grow and develop. And they also have a lot of educational initiatives as well. And the late night idea is very similar. We did a call for scores. We received 717 scores, and we read through a couple of them before the broadcast tonight. We'll be choosing some of those for future broadcasts. We hope that within the next 3 to 4 broadcasts, we'll actually be sourcing about half of the broadcast from this call for scores, which is really incredibly exciting for us. We're calling that the Discovery Series. The next piece on the program I feel well qualified to talk about because I wrote it. It's called Veil. It's for string quartet. This is the second movement of the first and only string quartet that I've written to date. And just briefly, my idea, I was in Mexico City. I've gone there many times, and I always go to the pyramids because it's such an amazing experience there, and it's usually just completely crowded and full of people. But I was in Mexico once during the H1N1 virus, which I don't recommend, the swine flu outbreak. Don't do that. But before I got sick, I was at the pyramids, and nobody was there, and it was this incredible experience, and I felt like I was with the original Aztecs who stumbled across this city, and I could really see why they called it City of the Gods. It really blew me away. And so this piece is just kind of a response to that feeling of mystery. There's more in the universe than we can possibly understand. This piece is Veil. Here to perform are Idelia Nartagieva, violin, Suleiman Tekali, violin, Matthew Cohen, viola, and James Kim, cello. was my piece, Veil, for string quartet. It's the second movement of my first string quartet. We heard Adelia Nardajieva, violin, Suleiman Takali, violin, Matthew Cohen, viola, and James Kim, cello. The next piece on the program is by Irish composer Deirdre MacKay. This is another composer that I know personally. I've been fortunate enough to go to Dublin a couple of times. They have an incredible scene there for contemporary music. The Contemporary Music Center is a place that's dedicated to promoting Irish composers, and just a wonderful place. And my group, Access Contemporary Music, has worked with several Irish composers. In fact, we presented a whole concert of Irish music at the University of Chicago last season, including this piece. It's called Umbra Sepia, and it's for mixed ensemble. And I'm going to read the program notes. I'm just going to read them word for word because they're basically a poem, really. She says, "The cuttlefish finds immediate retreat from the world in the brown cloud of sepia it discharges as a protective shield. Umbra sepia is visual in its concept and in its construct. The quartet are paints on an oral palette, intoning translucent clouds of color. Devoid of the compulsion to introduce self-conscious change, softly streaking to the edges of the canvas, the lonely cuttlefish, isolated in the plumes of its solitary, stilled escape." I love this idea of traveling under the sea. There's this cuttlefish, and it's releasing these plumes that are blooming ever so slowly underwater. And of course, it's this other world, not our own landscape. And obviously, nothing really matters to the cuttlefish except staying alive, I think. So it conjures up a whole other world. And she captures it so beautifully. It's just this ambient piece. I think it's really, really gorgeous. And the musicians are doing a wonderful job with it. We're going to hear Christopher Grimes, clarinet, Suleiman Takali, violin, James Kim, cello, Molly Markowski, piano. And they're joined by Jeremy Gill, who graciously decided to help us and conduct. So these are our house band tonight for the first late night at National Sawdust. So here they are to perform Umbra Sepia by composer Deirdre MacKay. Thank you. music is absolutely transportive to me. I love that piece. We heard Amber Sepia by Deirdre McKay. We're going to close out the broadcast tonight with a short piano piece by Jeremy Gill, who we just heard conducting our house band here at National Sawdust. We have about 4 minutes left. Jeremy, can you just quickly tell us in the microphone what the name of the piece is that you're going to play?
These are the first two movements of Book of Hours.
Okay.
Matin and Laud.
Thank you so much. Two short movements from Book of Hours by Jeremy Gill, who we also heard performing on the piano. And that's it for our first late night at National Sawdust. Yeah! Thanks to everyone who joined us in person, and thanks to everyone who listened. We look forward to future iterations of Late Night at National Sawdust. Today's broadcast of Relevant Tones was produced by Jesse McCorders and engineered by Bill Sigmund. Sarah Zwinklis is the series producer. Heather McDougal is the production manager, and Tony Macaluso is the executive producer. Special thanks to Maggie Reberg, Liz Peterson, Joshua Savageau, Jeremy Chin, the production staff at National Sawdust, and Rebecca Neistat.